Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. As we follow God, and as we follow the peace, that wonderful peace of God, we can enter into much greater knowledge through trusting God. I was doing a broadcast about ending attachments for the Fresh Start Breakfast Club podcast, and we did. The Lord shared something that was very wonderful. Many years ago, He taught me how love, holiness, and wisdom, they balance each other out. If a man wants to love, operate according to the love of God, he has to have also holiness, purity. And when he has purity, then he can, when he's holy, you know, he'll love in God's direction. And then when people tend to strive to be holy, sometimes they don't have the balance. If you don't balance holiness with love and also with wisdom, you can get into self-righteousness or pride. But it takes love to balance holiness and also wisdom. And then if you're going to be wise, your wisdom won't last long if you don't stay in the confines of holiness and also love. And when people want to love people, they want to, you know, they're very liberal. They want to be a blessing. But again, you have to have wisdom, the restraint of wisdom and also the restraint of holiness. But when you follow the peace of God, you have the perfect balance of holiness, the perfect balance of wisdom, and the perfect balance of God's love. It's all by love. Love is the first. Without love, our faith won't work. But when you're in peace, that's fellowship with God. And when you follow the peace, when the Lord speaks to you, you follow the peace. That's how you know it's Him. Because you have fellowship through the blood of Jesus Christ and the works of Jesus Christ. We have healing because of the body of Jesus Christ. His body was beaten. By His stripes we're healed. By His blood we're renewed. So as we go forward in the things of God, we can detect what God is doing. Through peace, we detect Him. Through peace, we can trust Him. When we trust Him, every time we trust God, and not the wicked ways of the world, we're running off His knowledge, His wisdom, what His insights, and we enter into a greater form of life. People were taught to operate by their faith in the 80s and 70s, 80s, 90s. We learned much more about faith in the 80s. The church as a body, because Kenneth Hagin and others taught faith. Now, with faith, you believe in God. Faith begins where the will of God is known. You're taking God at His word that you know of. But when you trust God, you're trusting His insights, what He knows. And when you act on it, it becomes faith in your life. A man can learn God's word. Once he learns it, then he can believe it and act on it. That's faith. And the just shall live by his faith. And when we trust God, we're yielding to Him. We're yielding our insights and knowledge and understanding to God's greater insights, knowledge, and understanding. And we receive it. And then when we act on it or speak it, it becomes faith. Now, many times I've taught the difference between trust and faith. There's a great difference. Trust and faith, they're two different sides of the same coin. But faith is active. Trust is reliance. It doesn't do any work. When you act on trust, that's when it becomes active. And it becomes faith. Trust is not trust unless you put it first. Trust is what you put first. Wow, that tasted good. I never saw it that way before. But trust is what you put first. Whatever you trust the most, that's what you're going to act on. Kenneth Copeland said one time that everybody has a truster. You're going to trust something. You're going to trust somebody else's opinion, your thoughts, others' thoughts, the persuasions of the masses, or you're going to trust God or Satan. But whatever you put first, whatever you trust the most, that's what you're going to act on. And that's why we have to get rid of attachments such as fear, worry, doubt, especially unbelief. Because unbelief is rejecting truth. And we have to receive the living and productive ways of God. And when we do so, it works. Our lives work. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, we need him. We need to know him. We need to understand him. We need to be a blessing to him. And we need to know what he can do. We can't know it without trusting him. As we trust God, we go forward. As we go forward, we learn. As we learn, we grow. Now, we're going to grow one way or the other. Not growing is digressing. The enemy is cut because he's constantly trying to hinder you in life, giving you the wrong thoughts, giving other people the wrong thoughts. He has a plan of poverty against your life. He has a plan of destruction against your life. As long as you live on this earth, you got to do warfare. So if you're not growing in the things of God, the warfare is still raging. If you're not progressing in the thoughts and ways of God, there are many abilities you won't operate in that are yours. But when you follow him, you can use the tools that God has given us. And as we go forward, we live a productive life. We can be a blessing to people. We can do what we didn't know we could do. And we can become very productive throughout our lives, our relationships, our knowledge, our wisdom, our understanding. Everything elevates. And then our abilities increase. And as all these processes happen, and we grow from glory to glory, then we can bear more fruit that way. And the Lord can also, he's more apt to anoint us when we follow him, because it's wise to work with a person that's progressive in God's eyes. And he'll give us something we can do to be a blessing. He bless us to be the blessing that we can be in him. Now, as you go forward doing the things of God, it's fun. It's life, and it's fun, and you want to do more and more. But as you do the things of the world, it works against you. Trusting the wrong thing costs you. When people are suicidal, they can trace it back to some form of sorrow, some decision, some choice to do something in the world. And it wasn't like the temptation said it would be. And it caused death to work in your life. and then misery, and you become bored. First, it seems exciting, but anything that's twisted is wrong. Lust is an unfruitful work of darkness, because lust consumes the good of what God has given. Lust consumes people's lives. When people lust after people, you're making an idol of a person. When you lust after things, you make an idol out of things. We are complete in Jesus Christ. We don't need props and crutches to be content and have joy. We're wealthy in Him because He loves us. Now, when we follow Him and go forward doing the things of God, we grow from glory to glory. And everything in our lives is a bonus. Everything we could desire, if we look into Jesus, we're complete in Him. And the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Everything else is a bonus, even our necessities, our money, our houses, our cars, even our relationship. Our relationships are bonuses. We need Jesus to secure them. We don't need them to secure Jesus. Jesus loves us. He supplied us fully. He supplied us fully with everything that pertains to life and godliness. So all the things we attain after we receive Jesus, they are bonuses. They add flavor to our lives. They are desirable. They are good. When you love your wife, you're not consuming her. You are a blessing to her. When a wife loves her husband, she's not consuming him. She's a blessing to him. She's not taken away from him. She's a blessing to him. But when married people go out of that marriage and lust after other people, they're consuming them. They're using them against life. And people are beautiful. God is good that way. And it's important to see, when you see people the way God does, with His love, there's no desire to consume them. There's no desire to lust after them. They are people. You can appreciate people as a creation of God, but not without lusting after them. Because that's the suggestion of love. That's what love does. When you follow the peace, it's easy to be taught. Sometimes people are not taught by the Lord because they won't pay attention to Him. And they don't pay attention to Him because they love something else more. When you love God, hear me good, when you love God and you pay attention to Him, now you can learn more. And you have the strength to do what His love would do. You have the strength to do what His wisdom would do. You have the strength to do what His holiness would do. You know it's right, but it becomes yours. His holiness becomes yours through the blood. His love becomes yours through the blood. His wisdom becomes yours through the blood. You were made righteous. You were enabled to love like He loves. We don't love less than God. We have the ability to love like Him. There's no greater love on earth than the love of Jesus, because He laid His life down for us. And we have the ability to put ourselves last for others. We can love every soul just like Jesus loved us. these days, it seems like people are in a hurry to be angry. They want to be angry. They protect their anger, and it's destroying them. Bitterness feeds cancer. Yeah, I heard Henry Wilson tape that he and Sid Roth made years ago. He said, bitterness feeds cancer. Bitterness feeds cancer. It works against your body. It works against your mind. It works against your spirit. Bitterness feeds cancer and everything else that's wicked. Remember, every evil work follows envy and strife. And if you want to get rid of every evil work, get rid of the envy and get rid of the strife. But when you follow God, you follow the peace, things fall out, demons fall off your life. My pastor said years ago, when you study the word of God, demons fall off your life. They have nothing to attack. Their fiery darts won't stick to faith. Faith comes from the love of the word. When you love God's word and receive it in your heart, there's nothing that Satan's works can attach to. And then you can grow, you can learn, you can receive his word. You can come to a point where you know for a fact that the world of things run off hate. You have to have a measure of hate to operate the world system in your life. Because love has confines in it. It's a confine. It will confine you at the level of your will. It doesn't make you do anything, but if you have the love of God, you also have the stamina to do what's right. You desire to please God more than to please your flesh. You desire to love God more than please other people's flesh and the thoughts of the world. And those things are designed to destroy you. They have a bait side that's alluring, because Satan don't tempt you with people that he made. He tempt you with what God made. He tempt you with good things. And it's satisfying to see something good and beautiful. It's satisfying. But when it's wrong, it gets boring. Sin is fun at first. It's an illusion. The fun of sin is an illusion. First it seems good, then it gets boring. And then you have sorrow. Every time you sin of any sort of sin, it doesn't matter what it is. People who steal, they got something free. They got something, they feel it's a rush. They feel addicted to it. They want to do that. But then it becomes an addiction. You're depending on something outside of you to make you whole. You're depending on something other than Christ to put you over. And it seems wisdom with the logic of the world, but it's not. But when you love God and you're fulfilled in his love and you want to share it with others, that's a fruit of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, goodness, patience. These things make you whole. They help other people live. This is a wonderful gift, and everything of the world is a tragedy. But it doesn't look like it at first. But when you have the love of God in you, then the world looks like the world. It looks like the evil that it really is. When you don't have the knowledge of the word of God, then the world looks different. It looks bigger than you. And it can look bigger than God in your eyes. But when you trust God, you learn who he is. And you learn how to live. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Follow the peace, and you'll always win in life. God will always guide you to more and better. And the effort you put forth to learn is not a waste of time. It's a privilege, and it's an ever-increasing joy. It's not a burden. I've heard people say, I got to go pray. They act like they're about to go stack bricks. But when praying is a privilege and a blessing, and it always will be. And the things of God are everlasting. They are ever increasing. I enjoy Him more and more as I learn His ways. Now, the next time, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.